somebody maybe like a teenager who stumbles and seems to be all arms and legs and knocks over things.
Clumsy.
Okay. And if a person kept on doing something that just didn't make any sense, you might say that he's just a plain
idiot.
Okay. Would you ever use the word fool?
Yeah. What makes him want to act so foolish or something like that?
Yeah. Is fool a bad word to...
Well, I don't know. I guess it is when you put the damn to it.
Okay. And somebody who never spends any money.
We call them tightwads.
Okay. What about the word miser? Do you ever use that?
Mm. What does that mean anyhow? I don't know.
Some people say it means the same thing, tightwad and miser. What about the word common? Talking about people, say that a person is common. What does that mean?
I don't know. Well, I've heard people say, well, so-and-so, they just dress common.
Yeah. Would you ever call a girl common? Would that mean anything?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. And somebody, maybe an old person, who still does a lot of work and gets around real well, and still, you might call them what? Real active for their age.
Spry, I guess.
Okay. Would you use that word for young people?
Oh, yeah. Do.
Okay. And you might say, your children were out later than usual. You might say, well, I don't guess anything's wrong, but still I can't help feeling
worried.
Yeah, or I can't help feeling a little bit
uneasy about it.
Okay. And if somebody leaves a lot of money on the table and goes out with the door unlocked, you'd say that they were mighty. What?
Trusting.
Okay. Or, okay, you say your son was, say, studying and made a lot of mistakes in addition on the arithmetic test, you know. You'd say, you might tell him, you shouldn't be so what with your figures.
I don't know.
Think of the word careless.
Yeah, I guess you would. If I didn't dig it right or something, I don't know.
Yeah. You might say, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
foolish.
Okay, what about another word? Sometimes she acts...
crazy?
Okay, what about the word queer?
Well, that'd be all right.
What does that mean?
I don't know. So-and-so acts queer.
Does it just mean...
Well, it's, you know, some people, they don't talk much, and, you know, just something like Riola. She just works all the time. She don't have to talk. She acts queer.
Yeah. Has the word changed meaning lately?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay. And if someone always makes up his own mind and won't listen to anybody else, just wants to do things his way, you might tell him, don't be so
smart.
Okay. What about sot or ornery, pig-headed? What about those words?
Oh,
or bull-headed, mule-headed, hard-headed? What does those mean?
I'd say it. You know, if you tell anybody anything they don't understand, this little boy here, and I get to try and tell him things and he won't pay me no mind. But now I say, Gene, why you don't be so hard-headed for you? Can't you understand?
Okay. And if someone you can't joke with without him losing his temper, you might say that he was mighty what?